This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, the 25th of May. Hello, live on the DJV program are Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan to celebrate Memorial Day. M-E-M-O-R-I-A-L. Say it again, Doug. Memorial. It's not Morial. Morial. I have people who slur through this. But I have a willing co-conspirator in Victoria who feels the same about punctuation language as do I. So, all right. So we get it pronounced correctly. Memorial Day. What does this mean? What kind of images? Is it the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the swimming pools and the summertime? In the summertime, summertime, some summertime. Well, this is a time to honor those who have died. People always get confused, Victoria, with Memorial Day versus Veterans Day. Memorial Day is for those who have died in service in the U.S. Armed Forces, in service to the country, and Veterans Day is to honor those who are in the service, if you will, known first as Decoration Day when I was a kid. That's what it was called after the Civil War. This was all started May 30th, 1868, as a day to pay tribute to the people who had died. The 30th of May was designated by those who were in power at the time for the purpose of strewing the gravesites with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who had died in defense of whichever side of the country I guess you were on. And then with the union movement, laborers and all that, wanted to have this as another one of those Monday holidays. Memorial Day became the last Monday in May. And so there we are. There are all kinds of proclamations from states that have rules that properly observe the what you're supposed to put on the gravesites or whatever it is. And so I wonder how any or all of us, I was driving by some cemeteries over the weekend. Lots of people go just to memorialize their own family, whether they were or they weren't in the service of the country. I think that's part of what the tradition has become. What do you do? What does your family do to honor, if there are people in the service or people that you know who honor those who died in service to the country? Do you have anybody in any stories from that corner of the world?
No, I really don't. My grandfather was in the Navy, but he lived until he was well into his 90s, so we don't have anyone who was that I am aware of that was lost in service. But there used to be a parade in our town, and my grandfather always used to take us when we were kids, and that was always something we looked forward to. And they had, they would fire off the guns and the salute and everything. It was really nice for everyone who had been from the town who had lost someone.
It's interesting how it happens because, really, Memorial Day starts the summer with most people. And so do you celebrate it on the golf course, playing a game? That's why I started with the hamburgers and stuff. That's what it's become, but that's not what it was. Nor is it what it ought to be, in my estimation. I think that we owe a debt of gratitude to the people who have served on the front lines especially. And then there's people who supported the men and women who were on the front lines. But I think the real heroes, and I've always said this, are the ones who not just are in uniform, but the people who are on the front lines. And so the red, white, and blue, where we think about the flag, we think about our country. Certainly now, this year it feels all compromised is the right word. We are thankful for the price of gasoline, perhaps, things to remember on Memorial Day, this year anyway. The price of hot dogs has gone from $6 to $8 around here. I don't know how it is where you are, but the price of food is going up. And maybe, well, not maybe. For me, it's a good thing because it now underscores the importance of the farmer and the produce that's coming from the farmers. And I've noticed so much more than even when we were talking last week about this, Victoria. So many more farmers are getting, or people are going to the farm. This weekend, our farm was jammed with people who, there are a couple of reasons for it. Certainly there are those who want to just get out of the house.
Yeah.
And they want to go someplace new. And I opened up a little bit more. I didn't let people, sit at the tables, and I'm going to do that next weekend. But this weekend, people at least walking around, seeing the calves, seeing the cows. Some of the kids want to talk to the chickens. It's fun to hear the kids scream with joy when a little chicken comes comes close to them. But that's all part of what we have to be thankful for. But as far as what we have in terms of summer officially beginning, it looks like we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. The
weather did not cooperate this weekend at all.
Yeah, it was beautiful here. It was fabulous here.
Well, it wasn't beach weather here. Let's put it that way. It was very overcast, and we got some rain, and it was maybe a high of like 61, 62. So, but people were still out and walking around.
Do you have golf courses near you?
Pardon?
Do you have golf courses near you?
Oh, yeah. I don't play golf, but
no,
yeah,
but
golf courses are open.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And community gardens. It's just that they don't want folks to congregate, they being those who are in charge, supposedly, the conscience of everybody. They don't want to be responsible, or just as a guide. And I wish it were taken by the people. The average person thinks about this and uses some common sense. I think the idea of wearing a mask is a great idea, frankly. And so, yeah, play golf and wear a mask. Go to a concert and exercise. And the golf course is easier to do it than it may be with, you know, going to a concert.
And then yesterday, I don't know if you saw any of it, but the big sporting event of the day was Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Yes, I wanted to know that.
The charity golf, with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. And Tiger and Peyton won, and they raised $33 million for charity.
Not a surprise.
It was great. It was actually kind of fun to watch.
It was, yeah. Well, I would think they'd have a good time together, and that's part of what you want to see, is them, you know, that's part of the attraction, obviously. That's why so many people watch the thing. But I'm looking at our local community and what's open and what isn't. We have a very big concert on the Common series every Friday night. Actually, we were thinking of, and I think I probably will do this, running movies at the farm on maybe Friday, Saturday night. You know, we've got a big barn, a big wall. People can sit and watch the movies, come up with some movies.
I saw quite a few people posting on social media over the weekend of them being at a drive-in movie theater.
Yeah.
So drive-in theaters are really coming back in a big way, and I think they're getting new releases. So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I think that should sort of be something that everyone this summer tries to do, if there's one near you, or even like you said, make a makeshift one.
Yeah, right. There is a movie. I saw a lot of promotion for it over the weekend when I was watching a couple of TV shows. It shows you how much I wasn't paying attention to it as much. But I do remember seeing promotion for a new movie and it seems like unusual because it's been months since we've been able to go to the movies or see a movie. And you know the AMC movie chain has filed for bankruptcy. God, Hertz filed for bankruptcy. So if they file, they'll all file. Every one of them, the big companies. I'm not sure Enterprise will, because Enterprise is a family-controlled, privately held company, whereas Hertz is a publicly traded company. So is the Enterprise people own Avis and National Car Rental. So I'm thinking those probably all stay together. But you go by these lots with these cars. You know, they were a big source for the auto industry as far as buying. They are probably the largest buyers of cars in lots and in big groups. And those people aren't buying any cars for anything. So the car dealerships have gone back into business. They're all pretty much open around here and selling. But they have such a backlog they have so much stock. That there's, you know, it's going to be a while before. It takes 24 days, I think, on average, to actually make a car. From when the order is put in to run it through the system, get the car built and get it out. And so it's a little over a month from the time. I don't know if you ever ordered a car, but that's pretty much what I remember from ordering a car. You know, most people don't order them anymore. They go to the lot, and they just pick stuff off the lot. So the lots are jammed with cars, and there are good deals. This week especially will be a great deal because the end of the month, they all have quotas that they, especially now, they really want to try to get as close to the old quotas as they can. So there'll be, this week, deals like you haven't seen in years. That's maybe something. It's the Memorial Day car sale.
Well, I see a lot of ads saying that you don't have to make your first payment for 90 days.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's another part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Here's something that's good for all of us, keeping in mind, even though we have a different sort of tone, to setting the tone today that does involve certainly talking about the virus and some of the things that are connected to it. Now our lives have changed. By the way, I want to say hi to Maureen Sullivan, who's a big listener to the program. How do you do, Ms. Sullivan? But there are other things that we need to keep in mind, the safety and security of our family. I did my washing again over the weekend of my pillows, and that's one of the things I it is different, but it's something I'm thankful, frankly, to have the ability to wash and dry these pillows. You can't get them with any other pillow. I think that's one of the reasons it's such a big attraction to these. Maximum comfort, maximum support of the neck and the spine. That's what people use these all the time versus the regular pillows that just don't have the give and then support of the MyPillows. And you go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, you'll see all of the BOGO offers. BOGO means buy one, get one free. The Ultimate Travel Pillow is on sale. The regular body pillow is on sale. The bolster pillow is on sale. The all-purpose cushions, the travel pillows, go-anywhere pillows, you name it. It's buy one, get one free. Pretty good deal when you get right down to it. And you wash and dry all of them so that you keep what's in your bed and around your bed as clean and safe and comfortable as possible. So let's take a look, take a gander at the Radio Listener Specials page. MyPillow.com, financing is available for everything that you buy over $200, so fill up the house with lots of these special things. Wash them, keep them clean, more enhanced because the MyPillow experience involves being able, as I say, to wash and to dry them. That's the big deal, one of the big deals, plus they're very supportive. MyPillow.com, look at the menu on the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the code DJV when you're checking out.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Smith. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep. I feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOPLOSS.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit of 5 within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sounds like Gaga. Victoria, this is the DJV show at 23 and change half the hour, Monday the 25th of May, last Monday of the month. Gaga has released a new song with Ariana Grande, which you're listening to now, called Rain on Me. Shall we listen? So how'd this collaboration come about? Do you know they were... Are they friends? Have they been friends? What do you know about their relationship, Victoria?
I don't know how they... I think that they're just fans of each other from a distance.
Yeah.
And then I think Gaga just reached out to her and said, hey, you want to try something? And they did an interview together over on BBC Radio, and they were both talking about how they just sort of instantly connected. And, you know, they're two Italian girls from New York, and they bonded over pasta and cooking, and they were talking about all the stuff they were doing. So I think it just seemed like it was a pretty natural fit. They sound good together, too. It's a fun song.
Good poppy song. And this single is going to appear on Gaga's Chromatica, which will arrive later this week via Interscope. So I guess I'll ask the next question. What is Interscope? Another download facility? What is Interscope?
Oh, it's a record label.
Okay, all right. Gaga and Grande. I think that sounds... Doesn't that sound like a restaurant pair? Yeah, welcome to Gaga and Grande. They lead a futuristic dance party in the video that comes out for this record, Rain on Me, released over the weekend. The visual, directed by Robert Rodriguez, follows the same cyberpunk aesthetic that Gaga has presented for the Chromatica album Cycle. Dressed up in pink, Gaga leads a troupe of dancers inside of a giant arena with Ariana's dance squad on the flip side of the video. Chromatica, which is the sixth studio album for Gaga, originally due out April 10th, delayed, obviously, for obvious reasons. Rain on Me follows the release of the lead single, Stupid Love. Remember we listened to that?
Mm-hmm.
What, about a month or so ago?
Yeah.
I think we liked that, too. Didn't we?
Yeah, it's fun to hear her do a dance record again, because it's been a while. She's done jazz, and she did the Star Is Born stuff, so this is how we first were introduced to Gaga as a dance artist, so it's kind of fun to have her back in that arena.
So, beside having Ariana Grande in this Chromatica album, there's 16 songs featuring contributions from Elton John and the South Korean group Blackpink. Earlier this month, Ariana released a prom-themed music video for Stuck With You, which is a collaboration she did with Justin Bieber. Proceeds from the single go toward the First Responders Children's Foundation, which benefits children of COVID first responders, grant scholarships, that kind of stuff. So good for her and good for them. This is that song with Bieber, Stuck On You. So, update on Gaga, Ariana Grande, good stuff. Here's the update on Mary J. Blige, who also has dropped a new single called Can't Be Life. This is on the soundtrack, though. It's on the film Body Cam. Don't know much about. She's in the movie, right?
Yep, she plays a cop.
Uh-huh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So this is an Amazon movie, so you can download it?
Yep, it's streaming right now.
Yeah. Amazon also announced they were producing a documentary centered on her. Film being directed by Vanessa Roth, who won an Oscar. Produced by Mary J. and Sean Combs, follows Blige as she prepares to put up her song for her sophomore album, My Life. So,
that's the 25th anniversary, yeah. That's her. That album really launched her. It was incredible. There's some great songs on it.
She released a new box set, Her Story Volume 1, containing some of the most popular 90s hit songs with some remixes and rarities. That was last December. She also got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the VET Award. So, things are looking up. Good. Mary J. Blige in the focus here at 28 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him. Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli have agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges in connection with the college admissions scandal, according to the Department of Justice. They're the 23rd and 24th parents to plead guilty in this case. Loughlin has agreed to 2 months in prison, a $150,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 100 hours of community service. Her husband has agreed to 5 months in prison, $250,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 250 hours of community service. As more and more college athletic departments cut their sports programs, the financial wreckage due to the coronavirus pandemic is becoming pretty clear, and that's without even factoring in a $4 billion loss if the 2020 football season is canceled. University systems have suffered hundreds of millions of dollars in losses thus far, which could grow even more as decisions are made about whether to return students to campuses this fall. An array of cost-saving measures have been implemented 100 days from the scheduled start of the college football season. The Mid-American Conference, for example, announced multiple scheduling changes. Cincinnati dropped its men's soccer program. Old Dominion cut wrestling. Furman shut down baseball and men's lacrosse. Bowling Green cut baseball. Central Michigan terminated men's track and field. And Akron announced it's eliminating men's cross country, men's golf, and women's tennis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keep them rolling, rolling, rolling. Monday, the holiday, but we're here live on the DJD program, as is our want to do. Sometimes it's good to get started and then look outside. Oh, it's going to rain today. I guess I'll go back to bed. Well, this is an update on Veterans Day. No, on Veterans Day. Good, Doug. On Memorial Day, I just went through. I was actually reading a couple of things, Victoria, about the comparisons, the continuing comparisons and confusion that people have between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. It's the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us the freedom that we have of religion. And veterans do a lot of things that are, well, we're celebrating them if they have lost their lives today. That's basically the bottom line. So we'll keep that thought moving in our minds. Maybe there's probably no parades today, right? I wouldn't have thought there'd be any parades anywhere, yes or no?
I think around the country, depending on where you are, I think there are certain ceremonies that are going to happen. I know at Arlington they have social distancing and people wearing masks, but stuff is still happening. Yeah. So I think it just depends on where you are. Like if you're, you know, in a harder hit state, then it might have, you know, some more restrictions.
Well, one of the reasons that we're talking about Memorial Day being sort of very subtle this year is because of the obvious COVID-19 impact, and we got some late items to discuss here, including what's going on in Wuhan, where the Chinese are back up to their old lies and deceit. So what's the theory? The lion's share of the scientists who were talking about this and warning people are all dead, strangely enough. So
true.
Now what's this guy? What is this guy saying that we won't believe?
This is actually a woman who is that Wuhan lab. It's actually called the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and so her name is Wang Yangyi, and so she over the weekend gave a press conference with the Chinese state media, and essentially she tried to debunk the claims that the coronavirus originated from that lab in Wuhan. It was a very odd, it just comes across as China putting her out front, trying to come up with another narrative, because the rest of the world is really has their eyes on China and the lack of transparency. And so basically what she said was that in the lab they didn't know about the virus. She said that no one even knew it existed until they were given the first samples of the strain of the virus on December 30th, which is a total lie, because we know in October everyone was already trying to contain the city of Wuhan. And we know that from cell phone data, which is like, 2 million or more now of cell phone accounts that just went dead at that same time. So, so she tried to claim that they do have three different strains of coronavirus in the lab now, is what she said. But they didn't have anything until December 30th, and then at that point it was already out and spreading around. So this is, yet another... I don't know. She tried to claim that in the scientific community that they know that this came from the bats. Now the whole wet market thing, I think that was China's initial way of just saying, oh no, that's what it is or whatever. But even the scientists now are not blaming those wet markets. They're actually saying that that the bats that live in that area, in the area of Wuhan, that's what they're claiming it came from. And I don't think anyone can really dispute that, because you can look at the RNA and the DNA of it, and it definitely comes from bats, but it's been engineered. So I don't know. I understand that if China, they're never going to admit to this, but if China is, if the rest of the world finds them to be guilty of this and then leaking or accidentally spilling the virus or whatever...
What do you mean if the rest of the world finds it? That's why there is the opposition that there is to them and wanting to hold them accountable and all these lawsuits.
Right, but what I'm
saying
is if the rest of the world then tries to take China to international court, in a sense, I don't know. I never understand how international trials like that ever work anyway, because how can you prove it?
That's very true. I think that we ought to be suing the World Health Organization, frankly, as well, as the Chinese, or bring them to task, or try to prove, or not try to prove, but just make sure people know what the collusion and the connection is between the Chinese leadership and the leadership of the World Health Organization. Because whatever comes out of there, if you're, hanging your hat, if you're a doctor, and you're, I'll follow the guidance of the World Health Organization, why? They're a bunch of lying, no-good SOBs, the same as the Chinese. Or at least the leadership is. I don't know that you want to hold the people working there responsible for what the leadership does, but wow, it's so transparent. But yet, they don't like and they don't know, they don't understand transparency. That's part of the whole deal here. And the naivete that some people swallow, that's the thing. That's the difference between being taught what to think versus how to think. And hopefully more people, as they think, I still hear people say, oh, I had a conversation with a kid last week who said, oh, yeah, it came from the... from the bats. No, well, maybe it gets spread around by bats, but it didn't start with the bats by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, no, it's the other way around. It did start with bats, and the DNA of it we do know that.
Same.
We can all agree on that. But it wasn't just bats flying around, like, biting people. This was a lot of scientists say, when you look at the actual structure of the virus itself, and we're used to seeing the image now, it's purple and pink and has little spikes on it, that's a very spliced together engineered virus. And so it does come from bats, but initially they tried to say it came from the wet markets, the killing of the live animals there, and that's not it. And there's a Netflix documentary. I love documentaries, but people go way too far with taking them as gospel. And I've had, you know, conversations with people that, and they're like, oh, well, I saw a documentary on Netflix, and it's all the wet markets that are responsible. And it's like, no, that's not what happened. That's not how a global virus spread because of wet markets in one town in China. That doesn't even comprehend.
It's
so,
next door to the laboratory.
Exactly. It's yeah. It's a military lab. Yeah. Oh, well. And we know now, we've seen these images, and I don't even know if they're global, but from the Epoch Times, we've seen plenty of these images of the city of Wuhan, people being shut in, nailed in, and with metal, sheet metal,
welded,
closing them in, because they're trying to contain the second wave of the virus, which wiped out a lot of people the first time, but I think the second wave is going to be worse.
Yeah. So the various governors around the country for today are saying respect the virus, which I guess means if you're going to be gathering, then do it intelligently, wearing a mask, wearing a good mask. I think that's certainly important.
Well, Dr. Birx even said over the weekend, I don't know if you saw her, she said that they've done so many experiments now, not just here in this country, but around the world. They've done all kinds of droplet experiments with people wearing a mask and not wearing a mask. And she said it's proven now that wearing a mask protects you. It does protect you from getting it. And it protects other people from getting it if you're carrying it, even if you have no symptoms. So wearing a mask is by far the safest thing to do. You don't need to wear gloves, but wearing a mask and washing your hands, that's it. And that's the way to protect yourself and keep this thing from spreading. Because no one wants to go through, you know, we're kind of easing up a little bit now, but no one wants to go through this again in the fall. Who wants to be back where we are, or even worse? I just don't understand people who are trying to protest this and pressure other people. I mean, there's bullying going on all over social media. If you wear a mask, you're a wuss. I mean, like, what? How unintelligent are you?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, what happens here, my hometown of Framingham has been the, as it is with other things, it's strange how this town, it is so diverse. It's such an interesting community. And anyways, I'm thankful that I live here. There are a lot of things that go on. We have the largest Brazilian population, for example, outside of Brazil in the country. We've had a lot of Brazilians who come down now. I noticed the president is putting new travel restrictions on people coming and going to Brazil. It'll be interesting to see
what
how
that
shakes
out. What is
that about? I don't know what it's about, actually, other than another, you know, attempt to keep people from coming here who are using the system. I will tell you, there are a lot of people that are here that are using and abusing the system. They at least ought to be counted in the, you know, that's one of the things, these messages that you get from the government, we want you to be counted, whether you believe that it's for distribution of tax money or whether it's because they want to keep a track of where people are, who knows. But I know that of the, we have 1,593 cases in Framingham alone, population of 70,000. 793 have recovered. 86 people have died. And when you look at that, one of the things, because the virus started, there was 3-4 months ago, a scientific gathering in Framingham of a company called Biogen, its suppliers, its supporters. And from that came a huge spread of the disease because somebody that was at it had been in China. I mean, it's like this stuff is really potent. And to show you how much more, the average in Framingham, we have a prison. And there are about 24 prisons around the state. The average testing positive for coronavirus in the other prisons is 6.5%. In Massachusetts, at the Corrections Institute here, 42% of the inmates have this. So there's an eye-opener right there. So the beaches are open. There's some restrictions on that. To go back to what you said about, I want to reinforce something that has come about because a lot of people listen to the program on holidays, don't have a chance to listen to it, new listeners, that sort of thing, different stations. So I want to just spend a minute, and literally a minute, on the fact that, as you just pointed out, with the design of the virus itself, there are these spikes that we all see on the side of them. And apparently, we talked about this, a month or so ago, how there is a theory with some people that believes this was the derivative of the virus itself, and the design of it with the spikes was aimed at getting it to stick to your lungs, to your throat, so that it could, if it really dug in, it could just stay there and ruin the apparently people who've had this bad case of it have scars, unbelievable scars on their lungs,
yep,
and their throat and that sort of thing. And that's because this thing was engineered to stick to you and to do as much as it is. You know, that's why you know that it's war, really, basically. It's war. They're at war with us. This is a declaration of war. That's it, pure and simple. We came out of it better than they wanted us to, but come on. Let's get real with understanding what the realities are here. All right, so then the one other thing, the National Institute of Health, Victoria, says drug trials are showing that this remdesivir, is that how you pronounce it?
Remdesivir.
Mm-hmm. Remdesivir has benefits for patients who don't require ventilation. See, the thing is, there are different drugs for different stages of the disease. And that's where, you know, understanding the Z-Pak and the malaria drug, that's used in a different way. It's not one for all. It just isn't. There's different stuff that gets used in different ways, if I understand this correctly. Am I right?
Yeah, with the remdesivir, this is it's very encouraging news because the new trials, and Dr. Fauci, who isn't, you know, he doesn't really jump on any treatment bandwagons, but he has been pretty optimistic and vocal about remdesivir, and it, in a sense, it's kind of like a Tamiflu. So if you as soon as you have symptoms, you test positive, start taking the remdesivir, and it shortened the duration by, I think, 4 days. And so if you are having difficulty breathing, but you're not severe enough that you need a ventilator, that seems to be the sweet spot for remdesivir. And so my a girl I work with at our animal rescue, both of her parents were in Florida, and they are in Florida, and they both got the coronavirus, and they were really sick, and they were, her mom was on a ventilator for 11 days, and her dad was on a ventilator for 22 days.
Wow.
And so, and she is a veterinarian, so she was, you know, up on medical research and things, and she asked the doctors about every course of treatment, you know, what would be appropriate, and because her parents were already on ventilators, remdesivir was not an option. The hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pak was also not an option. That's an earlier type of treatment. So the problem is once you get to the ventilator stage, it kind of feels like it's a little bit of luck if you come off of it. Because the longer you're on a ventilator, the less likely you are to ever come off of it. So luckily both of her parents did, and she said the doctors were incredible. They just, every day it was a different, you know, antibiotic to treat the secondary illnesses that were popping up from the virus. And it's been a harrowing month for her, but luckily both of her parents are going to be okay. But
good.
But different stages of the virus have a different course of treatment. That's where we are now. Doctors are trying to figure out what stage you're at and then what the most appropriate treatment is for that stage.
Different for each of it. Some television and sports news together, I guess. The NBA is discussing plans to resume the season in late July at Walt Disney World in Florida. ESPN Wide World of Sports is where they're going to have this, and it'll be broadcast, obviously, on ESPN's Wide World of Sports, which is a Disney product. But what's the point of this?
Well, people,
make some money,
as we saw yesterday, just watching four people walk around a golf course in the rain, the ratings were crazy and everyone wanted to watch it. So people are so desperate for sports. If the NBA can have their games and they can safely keep everybody on a campus, which I think that's the point, then I think it'll be, you know, people will be happy to have the NBA back. Yeah.
10 before the hour, DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Three past the hour, Monday, Tech Talk time on the DJB program, and that honor goes to Victoria Keelan, the honor of being able to update you on some important things. The part of the television report was the licensing of John Krasinski's weekly YouTube series, Victoria, so that goes into that, I guess, technology because it's all access, right? Not going to be on regular CBS TV.
Yeah, it's Viacom CBS is the new partnership between Viacom and CBS, and it's their streaming platform. So what they've done is they've licensed John Krasinski's weekly YouTube series, which is called Some Good News, and now they're going to make it available on the CBS All Access, the streaming service. So it's going to stream exclusively now on All Access, which is a bummer because it was free, and now you're going to have to pay for it. The other thing that's not great, John Krasinski is not going to be hosting the show anymore, which is a real bummer
because he's such a big part of the draw. Yeah, he is the draw, I think. But he's got other stuff he's got to do, so he'll arrange it and have people producing it with him, but he's not going to do it. I wonder where they find a host.
I don't know.
He'd be a good host. We could do it together.
Yeah, well, he's probably going to tap one of his friends from The Office or someone else who's been a guest on the show already. But after the episodes stream on All Access, then they're going to move to some of the other networks that Viacom CBS owns, which is MTV, Nickelodeon, CBS, Comedy Central, things like that. So we're not sure how long yet the episodes will be exclusive on the streaming service, but a lot of that content is ending up now on regular CBS TV. So depending on the popularity of it, I would guess that it'll probably move around. Now, he's gotten 2 million subscribers to this show, and he's got 70 million views. And one of the episodes, he had Steve Carell on, so they had a little office reunion. And so he just, it's just such a heartwarming, such a cute show. And in the middle of all of this quarantining, that's when he decided to do it. And just to bring people literally what the title says, some good news. And it's very cute. So if you are a fan, and whatever the next incarnation of it will look like, it will be on Viacom CBS. And that costs $5.99 a month with ads, $9.99 a month without ads. And John Krasinski said that he couldn't be more excited or proud to be partnering with CBS Viacom to bring some good news to so many more people. He said from the first episode, our goal was to create a new show dedicated entirely to good news. Never did I expect to be joining the ranks of such an historic news organization as CBS. So, there you go.
Yeah. It's the good news. All right. NASA and SpaceX are having a manned mission the first time. Is going to bring Americans back to the space center. This is the first time this happened for a long time. That's this week. Here's the story.
The Geek Out.
This week, for the first time in 9 years, NASA astronauts will depart from U.S. soil to achieve low Earth orbit. By the time you hear this, Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken may have already left the Kennedy Space Center inside the Crew Dragon capsule atop the two-stage Falcon 9 rocket, both of which are by SpaceX and are the reusable crafts that we've been talking about for a while. Yes, this is the rocket that lands back on Earth like a pencil on its eraser. The crew are headed to the ISS after a 19-hour flight, will stay for a couple of months, and then return as part of a two-day deorbit that will end in a splashdown in the Atlantic Ocean. We'll be tweeting updates and links of this historic mission over at the Geek Out.
Dell has tech solutions, whether it's working from home, streaming, or gaming. Check out XPS and Alienware laptops that are redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors and other top brand electronics. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, meanwhile, back in the ranch here, we seem to have a lot of television technology news here. Victoria, Samsung has got a new announcement.
Yes, so a lot of people are probably planning on not having large gatherings indoors this summer, but if you've got an outdoor space like a big barbecue pit or if you have an outdoor patio, outdoor TVs are becoming a lot more popular. And obviously, for obvious reasons with the elements, you want to make sure you have a TV that's designed and built to be outdoors, and that's exactly what Samsung has just released. It's called the Terrace. And it's the latest in their TV design line. This is water and dust resistant, and the screen can actually crank up to a brightness level to help you see everything, even when the sun is out. That's another huge difference between indoor and outdoor TVs. Specialty outdoor TVs, however, not cheap. The 55-inch is $3,400, the 65-inch is $5,000, and the 75-inch display is $6,500. Now, it also comes in its 4K, which means the resolution is really good. And Samsung's also highlighting that for all of the toughness against the elements, the Terrace is actually a very sleek design TV. And to go along with the Terrace TV, they are also introducing the Terrace soundbar. And it features distortion-canceling technology, which is important when you're outside and, you know, you've got outside ambient noise. And so they want to give you the home theater experience, but really make it crisp audio for outdoor viewing and outdoor listening. So it's an
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.